Listening 15. Listen to a documentary about Australia and complete with the right information. First discovered in the 17th century by Wilhelm Janszoon, a Dutch navigator, Australia was really colonized only in 1770, after James Cook founded Botany Bay, now in Sydney. The British government used it as an extended penal settlement for about 160,000 British convicts between 1788 and 1868. Immigrants, instead, started to arrive from the 1790s. Mostly desert or semi-arid, Australia presents a great variety of geographic regions, ranging from snowy mountains to deserts to tropical forests. Only the southeast and the southwest have a temperate climate and fertile soil. The north presents a tropical climate, divided into three categories: tropical rainforests, grasslands, and desert. Cyclones, severe thunderstorms, droughts, occasional floods, heat waves and bushfires are all weather-related hazards in Australia. But Australia is also home to many natural beauties. The first of which is the Great Barrier Reef. It comprises over 3,000 individual reef systems, and tourists there can enjoy many experiences: snorkeling, scuba diving, helicopter tours, glass-bottomed boat tours, cruise ship tours, whale watching, and swimming with dolphins. A really strange place is Fraser Island, the largest sand island in the world, dumped over 800,000 years ago from places as far as Antarctica, when it was still joined with Australia. It's 123 kilometres long and 23 kilometres wide, and it's a World Heritage Site because it's constantly moving and evolving. In addition, it's the only place in the world where tall rainforests grow on sand dunes for over 200 metres. But Australia is also known for its deadly animals. One of them is the box jellyfish, a highly dangerous jellyfish to be found in northern Australia during the warmer months. Its sting is incredibly painful, and its venom is designed to paralyze fish. A large dose can cause cardiac arrest and death within minutes. Similarly, the Irukandji jellyfish, which is the size of a fingernail, can be dangerous too, causing what is called the Irukandji syndrome: severe back pain, cramps, sweating, anxiety, nausea. Another very dangerous animal is certainly the bull shark, which lives in coastal waters, harbours and rivers, as well as the saltwater crocodile, living in estuaries and fresh water. Deadly dangerous is also the funnel web spider, a small spider living far from ultraviolet rays, like in shoes, under piles of bricks or a log. Its venom can cause death because it contains a neurotoxin that affects the nervous system. The bite is painful and can provoke sweating and muscle spasms. Last but not least, the blue-ringed octopus. It is brown and innocuous, but when disturbed, some iridescent blue lines and rings appear. Once bitten by this octopus, symptoms can appear within minutes. A person can get progressively paralyzed by neurotoxins until he dies as his breath stops.